Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and a super duper good morning. No, how about this? Great morning. You know, we've moved from good to great, just like the author said. We are having a great, we expect great things. You know, I made a post this morning. Some of you know I make a lot of posts on Facebook. Well, I made a post this morning that said, have a great day. If you can just think in your mind to have a great day, if you can just think about it, I said, good morning, good morning. Have a great day. Have a great morning. You see, God is great. That's why we can have a great day. He is greatly to be praised. Now, with all that greatness, you can't help but to have a fantastic day. But here's the problem. So many people choose to be miserable. They actually make the choice, not even knowing it. Well, we want to help people remedy that situation. See, there's no problem that cannot be solved. Not one. Every single problem has a solution. And the solution will always come through people. So we're here to prove this point and to prove this fact. But before we would get started, we want to welcome you to the show. If it's your first time tuning into the show, congratulations. We're so glad you made that step. We're glad you found us. We have a great topic for you. Today we're going to be discussing a couple of books by a woman. Some of y'all remember Ms. Rhonda Byrne. She first appeared back around 2006 or 2007, somewhere around there, on the Oprah Winfrey Show after she had written the first book, The Secret. And now since that time, she has come back and written another book called The Power. And you've heard us talk here on the show about how you can have what you say. Oh, how about this? We can take it a step further. Not that you can, but that you will. Not that you can, but that you will. And so people need to know that today, because there are a lot of people who are living beneath their privilege. And that's something my mother used to say. When I was 5 years old, I was molested. And so at a very young age, my life view of life was very, very distorted. It was very distorted. And it continued well up into my 30s. Just a distortion, because when something that traumatic, that trauma, not only happens to you at that age, but continues to happen. So it lasted throughout my adolescent years and into my teen years, and the actual physical sexual molestation did not end until I was 18 years old. But by that time, some other things also began to happen. Failing grades, feelings of rejection, very low self-esteem, a lot of issues with guilt and shame. And if any of you psychologists are on the line, please, I would love for you to call in, because psychologists and others as well, you might be ministers, counselors, you understand these things very well because you've studied it. This is what you've studied. You've got tons of case notes to look at the behaviors that result from these kind of things happening to children. I even hear people today, when they deal with children who are being molested, raped, sexually assaulted, but especially molestation, they talk in terms of the child's life is ruined. Now, I don't know if they mean ruined forever or what, but I am living proof that you will neither be ruined nor will you be, you will be a mess for the rest of your life unless you do not get a hold of what we're talking about here today, and that is your inner power. If you don't get a hold of that, you could be ruined. You could be totally traumatized for the rest of your life, even if you weren't molested, even if you weren't abused, even if you weren't rejected, even if you weren't neglected or mistreated in any kind of way. But some of you know, like I said, you know the author, Ms. Rhonda Byrne. She was on Oprah Winfrey. She was talking about the power, the secret. What is the secret? Many people still don't understand it because some did not go and read the book. And I see that we have a caller already, so I'm going to take their call, open up their phone line. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Miss Adele, I know that's you. How are you today?
I am blessed, and I couldn't miss this show if I wanted to. When I knew you were going to be talking about The Secret, I'm like, oh, my God, because Rhonda Byrne is awesome. I mean, I read the book. I watched the movie before I read the book, and then I got the book. But I'm telling you, like you, I've been there too. I was molested, so I know what that's like. I know that you have to get past that. And it's not easy. For me, I blocked it. I blocked it out of my mind. It was like I couldn't live it. But it was traumatic for me. I was a very young child, so it was very traumatic. But I also felt dirty, like I had to keep it a secret. If someone found out, I'd be in trouble. But those are the things that you go through, especially as a child, because it's like, oh, my God, what will my parents say? What will they think? What will other people think about me? You go through all of that as a child, and each child lives it differently and acted out differently. It's just, if there's no help, if there's no one around to assist you or help you or be there for you, you can act it out in many different ways. Fortunately for me, I had parents who fed into my gifts and talents, so it allowed me to block it out. But there are other kids who can't block it out, and they live it, and they live it out in many different ways. So I'm just excited to even just, be on the call and to hear this, because I know that you can get past anything in your life. It's just a mindset change.
Exactly. That is so awesome. And I've been telling people, we're on here today. Tune into the show. We're talking about the secret, the power, the law of attraction, how you can have what you will, how you will have what you can say. If you can get past the fear of non-belief, of unbelief, in The Secret, that was the main tenets of that book, to be able to ask for it, to be able to believe that you can have it, and then to be able to receive it sure they could ask, and maybe they could believe, but they were not able to receive it. And then I believe that, you know, and she went further with this book, The Power. Now, here's the funniest thing. I'm here talking about this, and Rhonda Burns would be the first one to tell you, you don't have to read the books to apply the principles.
Mm-mm.
She said the own book, because the and I have confirmation of that, and some of you know that, from a woman who's going to come on the show at a later date. Adele, you may know, Miss Adrienne Coggleton.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I do know Adrienne. She has spoken for me in the past. Definitely know Adrienne.
She's spoken. Yeah,
she has spoken.
I hope she's coming on November the 13th.
Okay. Great.
I hope she's coming. I'm not sure of her schedule because I know she is a physical fitness trainer and nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
But sometime in the past, she was my coworker, and she was, you know, like I said, I had another radio show, and I had her on. I'm going to bring her on here because she just has a wealth of information about our health
and how
to live. She knows how much water we have to drink a day. She knows how to get the toxins out of our bodies so we don't feel sluggish and we don't feel all these things. And yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Adele. Yeah. So, what are you expecting to happen on the 13th as it relates to the secret?
Oh, wow. On the 13th as related to the secret. Oh, my God. I'm expecting God Motivation Zen Speak to be in Newark, New Jersey. Howard had the opportunity to do a walkthrough to the facility yesterday. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not there, you're going to miss something. Because this is where some of the principles, if not all of them, will be applied, and you'll be able to see how to apply them. I'll tell you, even God Motivation and Speak came about because of The Secret. I watched The Secret, and one of the things that I wanted more than anything else was to be in the presence of Jack Canfield, but not just be in his presence, but to have him as my keynote speaker. Now, anybody who watched The Secret knows that Jack Canfield was one of the people in The Secret, in the movie The Secret. Well, I will tell you, that manifested in my life. Jack Canfield was my keynote speaker 3 years ago in Houston, Texas. So you can be, do, and have anything you want in life. There is nothing you can't have. You speak it, and it will appear.
You can. And you know what? That is so true. I look at what's going to happen on the 13th as I'm being there, being one of the speakers here at Rutgers University. That was one of the things that I wanted to do, be speaking at colleges and universities. Here we go. Also, I wanted to, years ago, be able to do what Mr. Howard Scott is doing way back then, to be a motivational speaker. People like Les Brown, people that I had saw. And here I am. Someone had told me over and over that I should, you know, meet Adele. How about I'm working with Adele? So it's absolutely true, being here on the radio. And now, when it comes to The Secret and The Power and what Adele, I mean, you're right, what you're talking about, what Rhonda Byrne talks about in her, like I said, Adrienne Coggleton came on my show, and she said when we were doing the Power of Truth radio show, on Harvest Radio, I did that show for 3 years. Some of you were listening and you know what I'm talking about. I did that show for 3 years on FM radio, 1070 on the AM dial here in New Jersey. But it used to also go out on the internet so people around the world could also tune into the show. But one day I had Adrienne on, and we were right after, so it was around 2006, right after the book and the movie came out. Adrienne came on to talk about it because I felt she was an expert because she had read the book, she had seen the movie, she had seen Oprah on TV discussing this with Rhonda. Well, we get on there and we're talking about it, and I said to Adrienne, so, okay, you have that, all that, why didn't you tell me about it? I said that to her, why didn't you tell me? Me and her were, you know, coworkers, and we were, you know, cool, you know, good relationship going there. And she said, Well, Alicia, you were already doing, you were already living it. That's what she said. So you were living it. So in other words, what I'm saying is that, I don't say that to impress, but it's to impress upon you. It's, you can do these things, absence of knowing all the details. Now, yes, she gives some details surrounding how she conceives that it does work. But the point is, it works, period. It is the power. Yeah, yeah, it works regardless. It's the same power that I talk about in Release Your Power, the book that I wrote that we're going to be discussing starting next month. We will be discussing on the show the book Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. That book is about living your fullest potential, being able to have every opportunity that comes your way, you are able to take advantage of it. And it talks about being able to follow up and follow through on your goals and your dreams. In other words, for those people who start books but never finish them, start to play. Don't finish writing it. Get the business plan halfway written, but don't finish. Write the business plan, but never go into the bank. Get the college application, but don't finish it. Don't complete it. Apply to the college, but forget to apply for financial aid. Get the financial aid, get into the college, take one semester, and don't go back. These kinds of things. This is what, that's what the book will help you with. Follow through, follow up, and following through, completing how, because you're going to look at the life experiences that I'm going to talk about, but also some personal development truths, facts, and concepts and principles that work. And they work for anyone as long as you're willing to work it, as long as you're willing to work it. Now, one of the things I found interesting about the book, The Power, now the law of attraction is what she teaches in the book, The Secret. And we know, some of you who have read the Bible, you know God said you can have what you say, what you think you shall become. So that's why some of you were taught before she, you know, before she even wrote that book, you were already taught how to attract. He's told us to have a clean heart. He's told us to, you know, surround ourselves with people that, well, we want to help, and people that can also help us. People say, well, I don't remember him talking about who we should hang out with. Yes, you've got to read the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs. Oh, yes, he does. He tells you who to hang with, and he tells you who to get away from. Some of you read the book of Psalms, the very first chapter. It says, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Does it not say that? Don't sit in the seat of the sinner. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't stand in the way of the sinner. It says it very clearly what we are not to do and who we're not to hang with. So, and that's what the law of attraction is teaching you as well. And so, I, you know, that's the great part about it. And what I found that was so great and powerful about this book, The Power. See, you do have the power. The word power, as it relates to this book and as it relates to my book and what God has shown me, that he has made you able. You know, the word of God says, even in when he's dealing with the three Hebrew boys, it says God is well able. So we are made in his likeness. That means you are able. He has given you the ability to do something. That's why the woman who had the ability to go and to get the jars, and they were filled with oil, and then it was so much and over, and she went from abject poverty to a millionaire. Like God said,
we got the power. We got the power.
We got some ability. Yeah, but many people don't realize that because they're not willing to use their abilities.
And here's the other thing with people, and this is what I love about the book, The Power, Lalicia. I love the book about the power because it talks about our emotions. We can control our emotions. But when something happens, and I said we go in a downward spiral, we get so emotional. Well, we can flip that emotion around. We have control over our emotions. And the other thing that I love about the book, The Power, everything, not just some things, and it's even in the Bible, stems from love. How much love can you give? How much love can you give to yourself, to life, period? How much love you give? Because the more love you can give, the more love you will receive back. I love that. And that's in the Bible. It talks about giving love. It talks about loving at all times. It's there in the Bible.
Okay, yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so here we are. Here we are winding down, and welcome everybody to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. We know we have our friends on from North Carolina, Texas, Dallas, New York, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Chicago. We have who else in the house? I see we have people from Florida in the house, in Maryland, New Jersey. New Jersey is in the house. Good morning. Good morning to Miss Elaine. I know you're tuned in. Welcome, welcome to the show. We have, this is so big. This is so big because people, you know, it's just like God to bring this about in the midst of what people are looking at, the worst financial economic times they've ever seen. It is so like God. You know, and Elaine was reminding me of that yesterday we were talking. She said, you know, it's just like God to show up in the midst of your mess. We were talking on Monday, motivated through your mess, right there where you're at, right there where you think you're not going to do any better, where you are thinking, well, we got to change that thinking. You got, and guess what? We're here to help you do it. You know, it was just like when the man was laying on the side of the road, you know, beat up and just out there a mess, and the Good Samaritan went to help him. There's nothing wrong with getting help from others. As a matter of fact, you're probably tuned into the show as a result of The Secret because you've been wanting God to change your life. You've been wanting something to change in your life. And so some people, I know they don't believe in the God that we believe in. They believe in a higher power. But here it is, here it is. You, and I know those who have been in NA and AA, you understand full well what we're talking about. They're teaching you that it's outside of yourself. It's outside of you. It's greater than you. The power belongs to the universe, and you can, but you've got to tap into your abilities. What ability, what are you able to do? See, T.D. Jakes taught about this a while back. He said, you got to use what's in your hand. And all of it fits the same schematic of the law of attraction. What are you thinking about? You know, and in her book, The Power, she goes into depth to explain why negative people and negative thoughts will cause you negativity in your life and confusion in your mind. You know, she talks in her book about how water, they did some kind of study and a test with water. And when the water was, when there was no agitation to the water, okay, and the water produces a calm, warm, peaceful scenario. But when agitation was, you know, put on the water, you know, there's kind of like, you know, chaos and disruption. And she said, and the way they explain it is that, now I don't have all the technical terms for it, but that's why you probably will have to get the book and read it or go to the website. But our brain is made of 80% water.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so naturally, when we're around agitation and negative people, that's why you see people getting sick, not feeling well, not able to get their thoughts clear about planning what they're going to do, how to set goals, and how to live their dreams. And so we've often talked about, and I'm sure, Adele, you talk about this a lot too, people really do have to surround ourselves with positive people that are moving forward, people that are on the going somewhere, you know. So I'm sure that anyone, if you have any comments or questions, please, if you want to know more, call in. You don't have to be afraid. You know, I find that fear can also be a hindrance and an obstacle for people to really live their life. You see, people wonder, well, Lalisa, how did you, you know, go from being a high school dropout, you flunked out of school, you end up a prostitute on the streets at age 25, you end up homeless, not knowing where your next meal was going to come from. You were too embarrassed and ashamed to turn to your family because of what you were doing. How did you end up here? You know, I laugh sometimes at Mr. Versi Walker. I say, you wrote that book for me, Success, How I Ended Up Here. That's my story. How did I end up being this child that was being picked on and abused? Now, some children, you're hearing about it, how they go and commit suicide. But I believe it was the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave, that same power that took him out of his, you know, that was a mess. He's in the grave, y'all. He's raised up with power. How is he able to raise up Lazarus? How was Ezekiel able to speak to a valley of dry bones and they become a serious army, a living, breathing army? How was I able to raise up situations in my life that were dead, lost, even mentally? To even go, because we attracted that with what we thought, and we didn't allow people with negative thinking to control us. The power in her book, and she's going to talk about it, about taking control of your, like you said, Adele, your emotions.
Well,
you can't let your emotions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't let your emotions be all over the place.
No, you can't. And here's the one thing, because I'm holding the book in my hand. I mean, this book is so powerful.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Which she says the power. But there's one thing I want to read from here. She says in the book, she says, you can't take any action without thinking the thought first. And the thing that I realize with us as human beings, we're so conditioned to our negative thinking that when something positive comes along, it's only there for a minute and we let it go. Well, if we can hold on to negativity for a long time, why can't we hold on to positiveness for a long time? Because it's the positiveness that's going to change you. She says, it's your thoughts that determine whether your words and actions will be positive or negative. So I always like to ask the question, what are you thinking? Because if you think greatness, you'll receive greatness. But so many of us are so conditioned to, if I woke up this morning, I'm not feeling good. The rest of your day says, I'm not feeling good. Why can't you wake up in the morning and say, I'm feeling great, fantastic? You know, you can probably overwhelm somebody with that positiveness, but everything that you, I have a saying, whatever you speak out of your mouth goes to the brain. The brain doesn't know the difference between the real and the imagined, and the body follows. It says yes. So if you say, I'm feeling great, the body says yes, I feel great. But if you say, I feel tired and I don't feel like going to work, the body says yes, I am tired. I don't feel like going to work. So, you know, think about it. I remember when I worked myself into becoming a positive person, my saying was, for every negative, find a positive. So if you're listening to this, I want to say, if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, think this. There's a negative thought on one side of your brain, but turn that negative into a positive and make it your full brain. Make everything positive in your life and watch what manifests in your life. I'll tell you, Lalisa, I'm living proof of it. That's what I live. I live by positiveness, and people always ask, how can you be so positive? Because every negative has a positive, and I find the positive.
You know, that is so, so, so true, Adele, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that is, what we do in the book, in my book, Release Your Power, that we're going to be discussing right here on the Coach Lalisa Show starting next month, I break down how to get to that level where you understand that what you think becomes what you say. Mm. What you say becomes what you do. And what you do is your destiny. I teach people, if you just look at, if you want to know how this works, look at where you are. Let's start there. Now, let's trace it backwards. Let's look at what words, what action, and what thought you had that got you here. In other words, if you have, let's just say I'm talking to a group of college students sitting in a classroom. Well, let's trace it back. How did you get here? Well, I had to take some action, had to fill out some paperwork. And then what did you have to say? You had to say to yourself, I'm going to go to college. What did you have to think? You had to think, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got there. If I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, same thing. You're standing there in your business or you're sitting there in your office and you say, okay, let's trace it back. Well, I had to take some action. I had to go and file for business papers, or I had to go and, you know, get money from various people to get the finances. Where did that come from? Well, I had discussions about having my own business. Where did that come from? One day I thought I could do it.
Mm.
Where did that? Sometimes that came from, even that thought sometimes came from a feeling. For some people, they're in a job, and they get a feeling that, this isn't right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people growing up are raised around parents and grandparents and other extended family that they see operating as an entrepreneur, and they say to themselves, that feels good, or they feel good every time they go into a particular business or a particular setting. Some children had that when they began to do math, and they fell in love with numbers. And then they told themselves, they had thought, I would be a great, you know, this or that. Now they end up great financiers on Wall Street or with some other major financial institution. See, so we're teaching people how to tap into what you already have, and that's power. See, it's not power to tap into, like, you know, something outside of you, because there's no guarantee that that will always be with you. But what if we can ever get people to tap into and understand you tap into your inner power that will always be with you, that is there. And the only reason you don't think it's there, it may be laying dormant. It may have been laying, you could be in your 40s, you could be in your 60s, and you could be 65, and it may have laid dormant since you were 10, but it's still there. It's like that valley of the dry bones. You have to awaken it. With what? What did he wake it with? He woke it up with his words. His words, and we've already told you that your words are based on your thinking, so we have to get clear thinking, and thinking has to be in the positive, because if you think in the negative, you've just totally confused yourself. And now the Word of God says that an unstable man, a man that's confused is unstable in all his ways. So the minute you think in the negative, you've already set yourself on a course that's going somewhere that you don't want to end up, probably. So that's why, you know, we don't tell people to think positive just because for the fun of it. No. This is a serious, serious situation. It's like driving your car. You're driving your car. You're going forward. You don't go backwards. That's foolish. Nor when you're driving do you look in the rearview mirror, only every now and again. But you can't drive forward looking in the rearview mirror. You will have a crash. You will destruct. Your life will destruct if you're going forward and you're looking in the past and the future. You can't do that. Got to look to what's ahead of you. See, that's why we don't worry about where we've come from and what we've been through. We're looking at where we're going. We're starting from this point right now. And you have the ability. There's something that you're able to do. There's something you're gifted at. And that's why it's okay if you don't yet know. That's why we're here to help you find out. So on November the 13th, that's just one opportunity for you to come and to find out. Some of you know that if you're in the New Jersey area, you can meet me tomorrow at 1877 Springfield Avenue. I'll be there at 7 p.m., 1877 Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, for women business owners. It's a gathering, a networking. Come if you don't have a business yet, you can still come. Learn how to start one. You know, how many times do we have to tell you, the places where you want to go, success leaves clues. Get around the people who are going where you want to go. Don't just hang around people who are where you are. That's great because that's what got, how do they say? The people that got you where you are not going to get you to where you're going.
No, you got to hang around the people. Now you got to associate, align yourself up with the people of where you want to go. If you say, I want to be a millionaire, find some millionaires and start hanging around them and see how they live, how they got there, because that's how you're going to get there.
And don't let fear stop you. Don't say, well, I don't want to hang around with those people because I don't talk their language and they know more than I do. That's the key, that they know more than you.
Well, you know, as our buddy Les Brown says, if you know more than the people that you are with, you need to find people, you need to find some new people, you need to find some new friends, because it's time for you to be in the learning block. It's time for you to learn, and those new friends can teach you. Your old friends can't teach you because they, you know more than them. So they're learning from you.
But you know, so people get so caught up in their friends, and that's my homeboy and my homegirl, and I don't want to leave them, and we've been all this way together. Well, you know what? Come back and get them, you know. They'll be there when you, believe me, you. If they're not moving forward, bring them to the meetings with you. You don't have to come alone. Like, you know, when I went to the nightclubs, when I was hanging out as a young woman between the ages, say, 18 and on up, listen, we went out in packs, in droves. We didn't go out by ourselves. You called up as many girls as you could. You know, we used to go 4 or 5 and maybe 6 of us. Okay? But when we get to this side where we want to be positive, you know, we end up going to all these places alone. What happened? What changed in us? You know, there was a time I wouldn't dream of unless it was 4, 5, or 6 of us. And if I went, by myself, it was because we were going to meet up there. We're going to meet there. So even if you know, tell some people, come on, let's go. There's people, you know, November the 13th, come on, let's go. $20 to be poured into by people who have sat at the seat with Jack Canfield, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown.
Yes.
All the powerful, Dolores Presley. Some of you have been catching her, okay, especially on Facebook. Go to her website. She came up with a business called Born Great, something like that, Born Great. Here's a woman, she's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. I sat right next to her. We spoke on the same platform in Cleveland, Ohio in 2004. She wrote a book called Cleaning Out the Closets of Your Life. Very powerful. You can find her. She hangs out with Zig Ziglar. That's her friends. Jack Canfield.
Yes, and Zig is awesome. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you want to go, don't hesitate to reach out to those people who are there where you want to go. Don't hesitate. Reach out to them. Just last week I was at an event in Vegas, and a gentleman who put on the conference, I walked up to him and I said, I'm going to be your next speaker. And he looked at me, and most people, when you say something like that, they go, okay, yeah, that's what she's speaking. I went back, I said, because I told him, I said, I'm going to get you a business card. I went back, got a business card, but I wrote on my back of my business card, I said, I'm going to be your next speaker. See, people don't take you serious when you say it one time. So I took it, I handed him the card, and he said, okay, thank you. I said, no, turn it over. He turned the card over, and I'm speaking this as I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, because I will be his next speaker at the Author 101 University the next time he gives it. He turned it over. He said, you're serious, because he saw I had wrote on there that I will be your next speaker at the Author 101 University. Well, just yesterday I tagged him on Facebook, and I sent him a message on Facebook, and I said, I want to be a reminder. I want to be in your face. I will be your next speaker at the Author 101 University. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, persistence is the key. The universe has exactly what you want. It's like a catalog. All you guys do is go through the catalog and pick out what you want, and you can have it. Most of us think, oh, that's mumble-jumble stuff. That can't happen to me. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm living proof it can happen. All you have to do is speak it, take action to receive it, and it will happen. Because I will announcing that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I will be announcing that I will be the next speaker at Author 101 University, along with other things. I'm not going to be the next Oprah Winfrey. I'm not going to be the next Ayanna Van Zandt, but I am going to be the next best me that I can be.
You're going to be the next Adele J. Foster.
Exactly. People are going to be looking up, who is this Adele Foster? And that's the way you got to think about yourself, because I know we've got some men on the call too, and I can't even make a differentiation between men and women, because we all go through this low self-esteem issue, but issues mean issue. In other words, when you start taking a look at yourself, build yourself up. Tell yourself you're great, because you are great, ladies and gentlemen. And as you start believing that you are great, that greatness is within you, you will attract greatness. I'm living proof of it.
You got the power. And we have also on the call, we have a young lady who you heard me talk about her starting a business, full-service dry cleaners, just went into contract for a second store.
Come on now.
Second store. Here's a young woman that I can't wait till she one day writes her book and shares her story. Here's a woman who, when she was born, was so poor, there was not a bed for her. She had to sleep in a dresser drawer. We had to make that for a bed. That's how poor we were growing up. It was seven of us. Okay? Here's the thing. You can be whatever you determine your mind to be. She determined that she was going to have a chain of dry cleaning stores. She has that chain. And you see why? Because she said it. I heard her say it. She told me. You got to say it out your mouth. And here's the other thing. And she knows we've talked about this many occasions. You got to get around people who, when you say things like that, they do not think it's foolish. If you hang around a lot of people that when you don't have, let's just say you're sleeping in a car because you're homeless, and you're telling people that you're going to be sleeping in a mansion, and those people laugh at you and tell you you're crazy, first of all, that's your confirmation that you're going to get it. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You tell people stuff like that, and they laugh and call you foolish. You know what? You should just start. You should start shouting right there. That's your confirmation.
You're on your way to success. Yeah.
Yes. And then, start getting around people that will tell that when you tell them, they will also see it. Because I love how Mike Murdoch says, your promotions come through people that like you. Get around people, and they, like you said, and then here you are telling this man, I'm going to be your next speaker. Well, this man obviously knows the secret and the power, probably has read them both, probably has sat down and had conversations with Ms. Rhonda Byrne. So he understood the minute you said it, he didn't have a choice. He has no choice but to do it.
Well, that's just it, Lisa. When people start speaking, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to practice this. If you're listening to this show right now, practice this today. Start speaking what you want to happen in your life. It's biblical. Speak it over your life. Speak words into your life. Encourage yourself, because the more you encourage yourself, the better you'll feel about yourself, the more comfortable you'll become speaking what you want to have in your life, and you'll watch it materialize in your life. But Lisa, you know, you spoke over your life. You spoke over your life. Nobody spoke it into your life. You spoke it into your life. And look where you are today. Successful. You're a successful woman. You're a fantastic woman.
I can tell you what they spoke over me. And guess what else? Here's the thing I'm telling you. Even if you cannot open your mouth that wide, just keep the thoughts coming strong. Sometimes you can't speak a thing, but guess what? You can speak it in your mind, because here's something I thought over and over and over and over again. I kept thinking, I would love to have me a co-host for that morning show. And so Mr. Versi Walker came in. You know, sometimes the universe will produce for you in segments. You don't always get the whole shebang. But I spoke that, and so Mr. Versi Walker showed up, and he's there once a week on Wednesdays. Well, how come here's Adele? I got me a morning co-host now.
Oh, no.
Been on the show. But, no, here's the thing. Here's my point. My point is, you've been on the show almost every morning since we met, almost. And let me say why I say that. Since we start talking about November the 13th, which is how we met as a result of that event. So you had to put that event together because God had already shown me that I would be speaking in front of, you know, hundreds and thousands. So you had that had to happen. The universe produced that event. So look here. Then we began to be, and you're on here. I've been wanting someone to come on. Right. So now, somebody with the flexibility, because there are other people who could come on, but they don't have the flexibility in their schedules now due to whatever. So, again, the universe always shows you. You see, it's going to produce what you have in your mind's eye. So once you see it, it's producing it. And so here, again, it's showing you how you can have what you say. It's showing you how it can have what you say based on the fact that you said it or you thought it. So it was a thought. So anyway, back to you, co-host.
Well, I wasn't expecting to be a co-host. I often, Lalisa, feel like, oh, my God, I don't want to, you know, feel like every day I'm calling in and I'm the only one talking. But it's like, oh, my God, because I'm listening
co-host,
to.
You're the co-host. You're supposed to.
Well, I'm listening, but I get on fire because, Lalisa, everything that you're talking about, your subjects, your topics, I'm like, oh, my God, we're in such alignment. And so it's like
hello.
I lay down in the morning and I'm
that's
like,
what co-hosts
okay.
Do.
But I lay
I'm
down and
you.
I'm thinking, I got to get up in the morning because I got to be on the radio show. And it's funny because this morning I called my sister. Before I actually called into the show, I called my sister. I said, look, I want you to call into this show. And she says, well, I got to do this. And I said, okay, not this morning, but I need you some mornings to call into this show. She said, okay. I said, you're going to get some powerful information on this show. I didn't tell her I was a co-host. You didn't tell me that, Melissa.
See, that's how the universe is. People, same thing here. Even when I decided to go back to school. Listen, when I decided to do that, and I wanted that, I wanted a degree. God never told me I would end up with a PhD. You know, he never told me that I would also become a college professor. He didn't tell me all that. I was just wanting to go back to school. I thought, well, I had a GED, and so I thought, you know, I'm up here in New Jersey. I thank God I moved to New Jersey. I moved to New Jersey, and it was very competitive here. I thank God for that one-day temp assignment where I was placed to work as a file clerk at this company in Springfield, New Jersey, and I was placed there one-day file clerk assignment. And I was very frustrated. I was an ABW. I was an ABW, not a BMW, but I was an angry black woman because here I am with these low skills and this GD, and everybody's getting all these great jobs, and I'm just, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm just stuck here being a file clerk. You know, I'm just stuck being a file clerk. And so what happened? What did I end up doing? Well, as a result of that, listen, a young lady, she was very young. At the time, I was at least 31. Here was a young girl, about 20, fresh out of high school and in Union County College, going to Union County College. And I said to her, and I was showing her how to file or whatever she was working at. I was in the purchasing department. She was there working with us. And I was showing her some stuff. And so I felt comfortable to talk to her because I was so much older and I had already, you know, been around the block a time or two. So I felt comfortable asking her. And, you know, then some people were coming into the company and getting these various jobs, and I'm still a file clerk. And I simply asked her, why am I not getting, you know, these positions? What's wrong with me kind of thing? This isn't fair. Because she was venting about some things in her personal life. So I began to vent about that, about it's not fair. It's because I'm black. It's because I'm a woman, blah, 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 blah. And she said, and the company was predominantly a white company. And she said to me, and she was a little Italian girl, something like that. She said to me, no, it's literally, it's because they have degrees. I'm pretty sure that was the answer that I needed to get me going. See, sometimes the universe will produce the right answer at the right time. Not sometimes, every time. It's a guarantee.
Every time.
The right time, the right at the right time. And
absolutely.
When she said that, it took a little young 19-year-old to say that, and it hit me. Okay, you want to get promoted? Get the degrees. Now, I'm going to tell you, that was 20 years ago. That was 88 when she came to work there, 22 years ago. Well, look at this. 22 years later, what did your President Barack Obama say just 2 days ago? He said that in the country, unemployment is twice as high for people that don't have their college degrees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he said it out his mouth. He said the very thing that this 19-year-old told me was the reason I wasn't getting promoted.
Mm.
That's all she said. And I went back to school just for this degree, and I ended up working now on the PhD. And so look at that. 22 years later, I didn't even know Obama. I didn't even know he existed. And look at all the money that he has pumped into education over the past 2 years he's been in office. Go ahead.
And I'm an advocate for education. I truly believe in education. I always sometimes apologize to some of my students because I go, I'm apologizing because do you always need a degree? No, if you got the right common sense, you don't always need a degree. There's been successful people who have gone before us with no degrees. But you know what? They didn't let that stop them. One of the people that I like to talk about is Henry Ford. And I talk about Henry Ford for a reason, because he built Ford Motor Company with no degree. Got taken to court with no degree. Got taken to court because he didn't have a degree and they wanted to shut down Ford Motor Company. But what he said was, I may not have the formal education, but I have a sense enough to hire the people to do the work that I don't know how to do.
So, exactly.
But the majority of us, Lalisa, I will tell you, we have become conditioned. We grew up probably in households that said, I know mine. I don't know about yours, but I know mine said, you got to get a good education, so you got to go to school so you can get a good job. And that's all well and dandy. And I don't knock it, because I will tell anybody today, knowledge is powerful. I got let go of a job, and I found out the reason why I got let go was because I knew too much. That's scary. But it also showed me that I had some power, that the power was in my hands. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, the power is in your hands. It truly is in your hands. You can have whatever you want. You can start a business. You can be successful. If you ever dreamed of, hey, I want to be like this person, trust me, it starts in the mind. And if you have the mindset to believe that I want to be this, that, or the other, trust me, you can be it. Lalisa, you would agree with me. I truly say that about you. You have the mindset to believe this is where I'm going next. And where are you? You're in your next, right?
Where I have my mind to do. And guess what? now that I know that, now that I see people like you and Miss Hope and others, Miss Elaine, Miss Kiva, Mr. Coach KJ, all of these people, Mr. Versi Walker, those of you on the show, we can have it. We can do it. I ran into a lady yesterday at the college. She believed, she came to one of the seminars that I was doing, where I teach people, and even some seminars where I'm not even doing the workshop on how to self-publish. I just talk about it, how I did it. I saw her at the college last night as I was coming to work. She was leaving, and she said, oh, and she was on her way home. The woman came back inside, went to her car first to show me the book that she started writing. She was so excited. It's going to be a powerful book, y'all, when she gets done. I stood there. I took the time. I got to my class 5 minutes late because I didn't want to miss it. I stood there in the hallway, and she showed me the papers, and she's got chapters all typed up. And I was showing her how she had to do some things with the typing. But I'm telling you, she took it and she ran with it. I'm telling you, you can ignite the power within the people that are around you. We talk about that with Kiva. We talk about that with Miss Elaine, who is just phenomenal. For those of you who are interested in becoming a life coach, I've asked you to call me. You can get my number. You can listen to the beginning of the show or the end of the show. You can get excuse me, all my contact information. But even with people like Miss Hope, you could teach people around you how to do it. Like with you, Mr. Dale, and the things that you've helped me with to even go further than where I am. You've got to get around people that can help you. The things I should have to pay, and I probably will, on Saturday, November 13th, because I'm going to get so much. Yes, I'm one of the speakers, but I'm going to be one of the people in the audience. I'm going to be learning. Words cannot even express how many, how much notes I'm going to be taking.
Well, we learn from each other. We learn from each other. I'm learning from you. You're learning from me. We'll learn from Howard. We'll learn from Wali Hakim. We'll learn from Jeffrey Dunn. We'll learn from Demetria Miller. We're all going to be in that learning mode, So we're going to learn from each other. Because as we learn from each other, we grow with each other.
Okay. We have about 1 minute, and I just want to let everyone know, you're going to learn from people. Can't make it, send someone, especially your close family people, because you want the people around you to be built up as well. Because you're not only impacting their lives, but they're impacting your life. So make sure they're built up and that they're strong. So if you can't, send your 19-year-old sons and daughters. Send your 25-year-old sons and daughters, husbands and wives. Send the people that are also around you. You got a coworker in your office that is you bad? Pay for them to go. They'll be changed. When they get back, they won't be the same, I can guarantee you. Well, that's all we have time for today, right here on the Coach LaLisa Show. We're going to have a special treat for you tomorrow, Friday, so I can't give it away right now, but it will be absolutely special, so make sure you dial in tomorrow. Business owners, Fridays is when you can call in, share with us whatever business opportunity you have, the name, your phone contact information. Thank you to my awesome, awesome, knowledgeable and powerful co-host, Mr. Dale J. Foster. Don't forget, go to the website, www.gotmotivationthenspeak.com. Go to that website, sign up for November 13th. Thank you to all of those who stayed with us for the whole show. Thank you for calling in. And it's been real. It's been powerful. If negativity comes into your life, as our good friend Wali Hakim would say if he was here,
knock it out.
Knock it out. You're a fighter. You're a fighter. Wait till he listens back to these archives. He's going to be like, wow, they were lifting me up all the time. That's right, Mr. Wali. And you're going to get to see him live for yourself. Again, it's been the Coach LaLisa Show. This has been Miss Adele J. Foster, and Miss Louisa J. Williams. You see how I slid that in, Adele?
Yeah, I see how you slid that in, Louisa, and I thank you. I feel honored and privileged.
All right, I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Louisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Louisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Louisa J. Williams.